views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Oh, my goodness. Life is in double time, triple time, quadruple time. Have you noticed? Goodness gracious, and I've got some information for you about that. So I want to thank all of you that have come forward to support the Kickstarter campaign for Bupalapaloo, our little love bear. I am determined that we are going to get this message, that this is my job here, to get this message of self-love out to the world. We have 17 days to go. No amount is too small. So if you want to find us, either to order the little bear or to donate to the Kickstarter, just go to my website, iamdwallace.com, and scroll down the home page, click on Bupalapaloo, and it will take you to the Bupalapaloo website, and it will also, there's a big blue thing, paragraph there that says click here if you want to donate to the Kickstarter. So again, yes, money is greatly appreciated. We are getting a lot of interest about maybe taking it to QVC in some places. In order to do that, guys, we have to make an order of 5,000 bears, ergo the Kickstarter. So yes, I am teaching you, I'm walking my talk and teaching you and doing what I teach. I am asking the universe for what I want. And I am asking the universe for what I want. And you're part of my universe. And that's how you receive. Ask and you receive, guys. So again, one of the things this little bear is going to teach children from the very beginning is I'm special enough and I'm worthy enough and I deserve to ask for what I want and receive it easily and effortlessly. Okay, look at it as a love donation to the world, guys. Oh my gosh, and we went into the studio this week. We've recorded the song. It's not finished yet, but oh my gosh, it came out so great, you guys. I cannot wait for you to hear this song. Vincenzo is in Rome finishing the sketches for the book. People are just coming out of the woodwork. Somebody called and said, I think I can hook you up with a publisher. And as you know, we just, one of my old acting students, who is a healing partner now that does my show often, Miss Nadia, who is a singer, her family came forward and helped us go in and record the song. I mean, the universe is showing up right, left, inside, and upside down. So, but you got to ask. And then you've got to say, I can handle it. And then you've got to say, I deserve it. And so I am being the example for all of you. Have the guts to go out and ask. The universe, which is all energy, embodiment another. All right, please join us for the importance of the Christ consciousness, what it really means, which is, again, love in embodiment, pure love in embodiment. and why it's so incredibly important right now. September 29th, that's a week from Tuesday from 7 to 9. You can sign up right now on imdwallace.com. There's also, you know, the best and easiest way to get the links for everything is to get the e-blast. So go to imdwallace and sign up to receive the weekly e-blast, because there's a plethora of information in the article I write each week. All right, so we're talking today, before we go to the calls, about overload and confusion. Is it up for anybody up there? Overload and confusion. So I want to go to overload first. They want you to know, the channel wants you to know, that it's really the opening of creative juices. The creation and creative divine ideas and creative juices are just pouring in for everyone right now. So all we have to do is to make sure our perceptions and belief systems are in alignment with that. And let me get down here to my sheets. They took me to core belief 25. When I'm connected to the I am not safe. Okay, well, that means when I'm connected to the Christ consciousness within me, when I'm connected to the God in me, right, I'm not safe, which is all about trust. And if you heard the show and read the e-blast, it was all about trust was the next big piece we needed for the Christ consciousness. You have to move into love for yourself, and you have to move into trust for yourself. I trust that I know. I trust I can do it. I trust I can handle it. That's one thing that I walked through when all of these amazing things were pouring in on me for Bapalapalu this week. I actually caught the thought, oh my God, I can't handle all this. And man, I stopped right there and I started laughing like I teach you to do, so I can unconnect with that. And I went, I absolutely can handle this, because I am surrounded by a lot of people that help me, a lot of people that come through for me. I know how to delegate. I know that I can handle anything that my creative power can create, even if it means hiring more people. So I want you to be very vigilant in your life where this is going on. I don't have the resources. Boy, will I do it wrong. I don't know enough to get started. All these are examples of when I'm connected to me, I don't trust me, and therefore I'm not safe. Okay, so the more we get those in alignment, the more the creative juices that get poured into us expand and have a place to grow. The confusion part of it really came into my awareness through doctors. I had had just a couple of, you know, I'm a big believer in preventative medicine. So every year I have these standard tests done. And one doctor lost the results and couldn't find it for a week, never got back to me when they did find it. And I'm sitting in another doctor's office the other day, and this woman's going on about how she just spent an hour getting the results of some other patient. And the woman sitting next to her said, oh, my God, they sent me to the lab for the wrong test. I mean, you know, and I sat there and went, okay, when all this happens within a very short period, that's the universe saying, you better look at this. What's this about? So are you ready? Doctors' offices represent energy that takes care of us, which represents us taking care of us. And it took me to exactly the same core belief. It's number 25 on the sheets. When I am connected to myself, I'm not safe, which is I can't trust myself. So that applies also to what I really want. I can't trust what I really want. If part of us is saying, I want this, and the other part of us is saying, I can't handle it, I don't deserve it, I'm not worthy, gee, will I do it wrong, then there's going to be a lot of confusion. You see, the results for everybody, I want you to think metaphorically here, the results for everyone were there, but the confusion of delivering the results was because it was representative of us not being integrated toward what we want. And the channel is asking all of us to look where you believe others will take advantage of you. So stop for a minute. Where are your beliefs systems and the perspectives of the world? Like, do you think politicians who, quote unquote, make the laws take advantage of you? Do you believe the health industry takes advantage of you, your significant other? Because that's all about us and our altered ego setting up perspectives so we cannot take care of ourselves. I hope you all got that, because it's pretty dang powerful. Okay, we're going to the callers. Karen, where have you been in Toronto? Hi, baby.
Hi, darling. Every time I try to get on, it's just that it wasn't meant, and everything I wanted to ask was answered, so it was all divinely perfect.
Well, you're on now.
And I meet you, and I love your bear. I just want to say how much I adore that bear.
Thank
and
you.
Anything I can do in Canada, I will help you with that.
Thank you. Well, it's going to be available. It is available in Canada. We're shipping everywhere. So
that's awesome. It's going to be one of my favorite gifts.
And you get. Know, Karen, what you all can do is just blast it out to your social medias. Okay. And all your friends, and let them know where they can find it. If anybody needs links or anything, just email me. We'll get them to you. But that's, you know, that's what you have to do with everything that you want out there. Our message of love, we have to blast it out. We have to get the majority, right, focused on the love, and then everything else happens. We know that. It's the 100th monkey. So what can we do with you, love bug?
Well, that is what you said gave me shivers earlier, too. In relationships, it's funny how the same pattern comes up where I keep seeing somebody not being authentic, and it allows me to lose myself in it where I'm not stepping forward.
Yeah.
Using that
well,
whole.
You know what it does? It takes our focus and it says, oh, they're not authentic. Instead of going, okay, where am I not authentic?
Yeah.
Or do I have belief systems that say other people aren't authentic? Which means that's not a self-love thought for yourself, to see the world as unauthentic, right?
Yeah.
And so that, it's always back to you guys. You know that. It's always back to you. What perspectives or beliefs allow you to keep seeing what you're seeing in the world? And those have to shift within you, and then you see through rose-colored glasses instead of smoky gray ones. Do you understand, Karen?
I see. I think so, Dee.
No. Well, I think so isn't good enough.
I know.
I want everybody to get it. So, okay. So yes, there's some resistance there saying, hold on, sheets, book. Movie, give me a movie.
August Rush.
Okay. very clearly, the channel said it was about some time before when she believed in someone and got hurt. Now, August Rush, I know it's about the child violin player, right?
Yes.
Okay. And his challenge to be able to do that, if I'm correct. Tell me what it's about, Karen, quickly.
It's about a little boy that was orphaned that through his music, he was able to draw his parents back together and back to him.
Okay.
Through his gift. Yeah.
Okay. So they want you to clearly understand that seeing this person not coming through for you is not going to draw to you people that will come through for you.
Okay.
You got to play some different music, baby. Now, did you get it?
I got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can't wait for them to change, because even if they change, we will not be able to see it unless we change the perspective that we're looking through our glasses, through the world with those eyes. So you've heard me say it a million times, mine the gold within yourself, shift you, the world shifts. And if the world doesn't shift, the part that is out of harmony then will fall away. And people that are in harmony will come forward.
Beautiful.
Okay.
I got it. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Love you.
You bet. And I'm hoping you helped a lot of other people get it too. Thanks, Karen. Much love to you, baby.
Love you. Bye.
Jeannie, what do you want?
Okay, hello. I'll hang up.
Hi, baby.
Hello, darling.
What's up?
I learned something last night at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I sometimes do my best work.
This was not fun.
Oh.
I went into the bathroom, and for no reason, nothing was on the floor, there's no steps, no nothing, I fell. And what dawned on me as I pulled myself together was, being an empath, we have to, and we all are in one way or another, we have to clean ourselves up every night before we go to sleep.
Okay, Jeannie, I am not of the same belief system as that. And as you believe, it's delivered to you.
Mm-hmm.
So in your case, that's a true statement. I mean, just for us to be conscious that any energy that is not in harmony with divine love, every night, every morning, we invoke the violet flame and the golden light,
right.
Release it back to the light, right?
That's exactly what I mean by cleaning up. That's what we have to do every night.
If you believe that's true, yes.
I do.
So for you, that's true. But it's not. When you said you tripped for no reason, the pendulum went right to no. So, sheet, book, give me a song, please.
Oh, Over the Rainbow.
Yeah. Jeannie, they want you to clearly understand that, and this goes for everybody, you are already over the rainbow. You are over it. You don't have to keep trying to get there. And that's what's, quote, tripping you up.
Got it.
You're there, baby.
I know.
You,
but
you know,
I was
all
with
this stuff with your ankles and with your tripping and with your feet.
No, I was with people yesterday who had great fear, and I didn't realize that until 2:30 in the morning. Because I didn't work on their fear or anything. I just let everything go. You know, let people be people.
Well, yeah, you can't walk around, you know, being a preacher on the corner.
No. But
you know, but they're saying, let me tell you how to, when people are out of harmony mm-hmm. with your energy and you're letting it affect your energy, if you go to your heart center, you will feel it.
Ah, okay.
Absolutely.
True.
Feel the shift, guys. So we're invoking the violet flame and the golden light around all of this. I am divine love. Okay, so, you know, it's going to help you be balanced if you call that in every morning and every night, just mm-hmm. around any energy that's not in alignment with divine love, and you're sending it back to the light, you know?
And we're saying the same thing in different ways, is what
we are saying the same thing, but with different intentions.
Different intentions, okay.
Okay? I want to be very clear with people that this is not something you do out of fear.
No.
This is simply something, well, there are people listening, though, that go into fear.
Yeah.
When, because they have a lot of that stuff built up about being attacked and evil energy and all that stuff, Jeannie.
Yep.
Okay. So all we want to focus on is keeping everything in harmony, all our energy in harmony with divine love. Anything else gets sent back to the light. And we use the violet flame and the golden light to help us create that. Okay?
Definitely.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And when are the bears being shipped?
They have been held up in customs. They were supposed to be here 3 days ago. Well, it's the first shipment, so they want to make
okay.
sure we're not bringing cocaine in with the bears, you know.
My hopes
are the first bears will be shipped out sometime in the next 2 weeks.
Great.
As they get here, they'll go out.
My reason for asking is that my extremely bright 2-year-old great nephew turned to his mother and said, "Do I frustrate you? Good."
Oh, my goodness. Well, he's heard that somewhere, Jeannie. Out of the mouths of babes. Okay,
you
sweetheart.
Got
Thank
it.
You.
Thanks. Love everyone.
Love you. Bye-bye. All righty. We're going to go to Jay in North Carolina. Hi, honey. You're on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a while.
Indeed it has. Have you been well?
You know, it's been a rocky road this year.
Okay, why does my pendulum go to no? The channel is saying, and this is the biggest thing you need to shift, Jay. You get happy when it gets rocky. There's some kind of high involved, and it has mostly to do with, oh, wow, now I get to get out of it. Is this resonating at all?
Okay.
Yes, I guess
yes.
so. Okay,
yes.
That's an old game we've played with ourselves before, baby. Love yourself enough to know, and I was working on this myself this morning, that creation is easy. It's easy. We don't have to struggle to conquer anymore. We just have to create. You know, God didn't go, oh, my gosh, I should create some light, but, man, it's going to be really hard. Gee, let me think about it for a few thousand years, and I wonder if I can do it. And no. He said, let there be light. That's a direction of energy. So I want you, and I mean this, and everybody, they're saying, get off the call, make a note to yourself right now, write down every thought and perspective I have about it's got to be hard to get what I want. Where did it come from? Who modeled it for me? Why do I still believe it? And turn it around. When you absolutely see the world as easy creation, your world, I'm telling you, I'm living these things day in and day out. That thing that I mind about myself and the perspective I had from doing the series that I shared with all of you a few weeks ago has shifted my life unbelievably.
Nice.
So that's your answer, babe.
Excellent.
Okay.
Well, that was easy.
Go get on it, baby.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And we're going to Carmen. Hi, sweet thing.
Hi. How are you?
I'm rocking it out.
Yeah, you are. I, I was calling just mainly when I first pressed the button was just to say hi, because and I miss you and I love you. Aww. But then you started talking about creative juices, and so that piqued my questions. And let's see, the creative juices awareness through doctors you were talking about, and then I'm not sure that I heard what the belief system we had to put in place to receive those creative juices, because I've got a book in me I need to get out.
Yep.
And
I get a big yes on that. You're already receiving the creative juices. You are the creative juices. There's just part of you and all of us. You know, this is what we're looking for, which is core belief 25, which is when I'm connected to the God that I am, the power that I am, the creation that I am, I'm not safe.
Why does that come up for all of us so much? It's like, I mean, you know it almost intellectually, but why don't I say it all the time? I have, you know, the tattoo of I am and the me formula. But why isn't it integrated? What's the block that does not allow it to integrate?
That would be fear.
Okay.
Okay. So what if...
Well, actually...
Hold on,
okay,
Carmen.
All right.
What if you sold $20 million houses this week?
$21 million or $120
million? $21 million houses this week.
That'd be great. Love it.
It goes to no.
Okay.
So just start free thinking with me here. If I sold $21 million houses, I would, and just start talking now. Go.
Wow. First words, I would be surprised. Second, I'm not sure that that's what I want to do. Wow, look at all the work it would create. I don't
well,
know
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go, right there. That's how we say, oh, my God, I need to sell more houses. I need more money. But all this stuff is underneath it going, hold it back.
Yeah.
And you see, the energy doesn't know hold it back 20%. I'd like to, you know, have more than enough money coming in. The energy just goes, I don't know what to frickin' do. You want it? You don't want it? You open the door, you close the door.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what I mean.
Well, and when, I mean, I am shifting out of real estate because it doesn't make me sing. And I know
okay.
I need to sing on my own first. It just doesn't resonate. It's really become something that I don't want to do.
And I get a big yes on that. And you still have to look at all those things that came up right now.
Yeah.
Because that's really about abundance. It's not about real estate.
Real estate. I get that. Yeah, I totally
so
get
So basically,
that.
The highest belief for you that you're holding as a block is, I can't handle abundance. I'm not safe with a bunch of abundance because I won't know what the heck to do with it, and I may have to work too hard.
Right.
Well, stop it.
Yep.
Stop it.
It's stopped. I'm done. I'm just so done.
Yeah. Go to your love place, everybody. Go to your love place. Mm-hmm. This is what you want the most feels like. Let that expand throughout your entire body. When I think of the entire world having this bear and all the children of the world learning about love and claiming love, see, we wouldn't have to be doing any of this work if we'd had that.
Absolutely.
If we had been given the core of I'm amazing and I'm magnificent and I love me and you know what, the world loves me.
Yes. But we did give it to our children. So there is change coming.
Well, there's change happening right now. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
But
at
I mean,
all.
From the start, from kids just today, you know, they almost come into the world with that. And there's less adults telling them that they can't. Well, I think.
From time immemorial, we have been taught to be safe instead of creation. There's some words for you. So really look at, you know, and I mean it, guys, take time to do this for yourself. Sit down and just automatically write. If I, you know, if Bupalopaloo, if I got a million bears for Bupalopaloo tomorrow, if I got a million orders, oh, my God, the first thing that comes in is I'd be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So what do you do with overwhelm?
That.
I know I can handle it. I'll hire people to help me because nothing is going to get in my way of creating a success out of this bear. But I have to be conscious that my subconscious is in fear that I can't handle it so I can say, oh, yes, I can. Bring it on. I will do whatever I have to do to handle this bear, including flying all of you in to help me get him mailed out.
You got it. I'll definitely be there. The other thing I would say about automatic writing is just a reminder to make sure it's pen to paper, not typing, because there is that brain connection of energy that you leave on the paper. And I was typing a lot, was getting nothing out of it, and then I went back to paper, and the energy and the flow and the creativity is so much more there.
Okay, so everybody ask yourself which place works best for you, because they're showing me Jan McKenzie. Jan McKenzie, creativity would work better on a keyboard.
Yeah.
You got to find what's right
She's
for you, guys. There are no rules. There are no rules. There is no right or wrong. Find what works for you, but do it. Just do it.
Do it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
I love you.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, let me know when you need help with the bears.
I will. I'm going to let y'all know.
All right.
We're going to send them all over the frickin' world. I'm telling you. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Another exciting thing is one of the Science of Mind spiritual leaders called me and said, Dee, I have got to get people to tithe for this bear. This is one of the most beautiful things I have ever heard of. Can you get a nonprofit status set up? So we're in the midst of working on that right now, which is very exciting. Okay, Jay in Canada, how are you, darling?
Pretty good, Dee. How's it going?
Oh, it's just fast and furious and joyful.
And huggy bears.
And huggy bears.
So, anyhow, my question is, I have a big week this week for changes and everything else going on. And I got three events going on in the same day, actually, first time, actually. It's more of a spiritual thing. So I'm just going to actually a conscious dating, event that I'm going to, so I just wondered what's in kind of store for that. And
you mean, are you going to meet somebody?
Well, yeah, just it's really interesting. I don't know if it's in my age group, but I just curious about it. So
the first word they gave me was overwhelm.
Oh, cool.
So do you feel like you're in overwhelm?
Overwhelmed?
Yeah.
In what way? Good way,
well,
bad way.
Like when you said, I took a big energy hit when you said, I have three big events. And I think you said one day. Or
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, workshops, basically.
And they screamed at me, overwhelm.
Yeah.
Now, again, overwhelm, overload, that's all about not trusting ourselves. So that's the highest thing that goes through everything you want to know about right now, Jay, is your self-trust.
Right.
When I say you trust yourself to create a significant other, I get a no. So have you been burned before?
Well, I really don't have any foundation.
Okay, so you've never created this before?
No.
Okay. That's why you don't trust yourself. But the only way to trust yourself is to take a shot and go out and create it. You know, that's like the Wright brothers saying, I don't trust me. I don't trust ourselves to make a machine that flies. So we're not even going to start because nobody's ever done it before. So how can I trust myself to create it? You trust yourself because you've got the desire, honey. And you've got the desire because the God of you gave it to you. So, again, when I say you've directed what you want, I get a big no. Because you haven't committed to finding someone. So, I'm going to go to this dating site. I'm going to be open. I'm going to absolutely commit my energy to being open to finding someone, to at least venture out and start shopping, looking for that house. I commit myself to that. And I'm going to trust myself in this process. And the universe and I know that I want it all to be in alignment with divine love. So I'm not...
Like, I'm doing that right now, actually, just shopping around.
Yeah, but you have not directed it, honey. You have not directed what you've wanted. Basically, you're out there going, I'm shopping around, but I don't really know what I'm looking for. It's like, ask any woman, you know, if they go to the mall and they don't know what they're looking for, it totally becomes overwhelming. You just end up walking through aisles of stuff and never finding the dress. So you have to be clear about what you want. You want someone spiritual. You want someone healthy. You want someone present in their consciousness. You know, get specific about what you want, Jay, and then go shopping. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let us know what her name is, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, baby.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Guys, you have got to tell the universe what you want. You've got to tell the universe what you want. Miss Linda, what's up?
Good morning, darling.
Good morning. What a sweet voice to hear on my call this morning. How you doing?
Thank you. I was impressed to call. I'm sorting, seeking for a specific question. I feel now kind of like out of sorts is only the words that come to my mind, but that doesn't really feel like it's accurate either.
Okay.
Kind of
what,
like a free fall.
You're not moving forward.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're stopping
forward.
Yourself. You're
Amen.
Stopping your momentum. And so you're kind of like in
limbo
or purgatory. So part of why you're stopping yourself is this old belief system that you're limited. But then there's something else they want to bring in. And we're going to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet. We're going to the genetics list. Okay, I want to remind everybody that genetics, according to my channel, is a belief that we have agreed to believe. So this is the subject we're going to first here. Genetic relationships. And now we're going to a core belief. This page here. Okay. I can never be God. So you have agreed to agree that in relationships, in the subject of relationships, you cannot create what you want.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, yippee.
How do I? So let's change it.
Well, okay. So they're saying if you're aware of where it came from, it'll be very easy for you to release. And I'm going right to your dad. What does your dad have to do with modeling to you? I don't have any control over my own life.
Well, what comes to mind is his alcoholism and the abusiveness that came out of his alcoholism. But I'm also looking at some stuff with my mom that has come up, like a flame of consciousness.
Okay, and what's up with your mom? So basically, your dad literally modeled for you that he could not take responsibility for himself because of this sickness of alcoholism.
Right.
He couldn't create himself or what he wanted. Okay, and your mom?
My mom, I want to say to my mother and my sibling, my one sister, that I do not want to host Thanksgiving this year, and I don't want probably will not want to go out to eat with them either. And I'm anticipating, you know, difficulty, because whenever I have been non-compliant.
Okay, hold on. Let's go back to the four cornerstones. I'm anticipating, which means you're out of the present moment.
Okay.
Okay. Are you loving yourself by thinking that you're not up to making this choice for yourself?
I am not loving myself in that because I'm afraid of consequences.
Okay. And are you loving them, seeing them as energy that cannot receive this?
I guess I am.
Okay. Guys, telling you, if you go back to the four cornerstones, you will see exactly the game you're playing with yourself. So, you know, you're doing the same thing your father modeled for you. You have the disease, and they're putting a smile after that. You're having the disease of I can't-ism.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this, which is not true. You can do it. You can do it with strength. You can do it with love. Mm-hmm. And you can do it releasing whatever reaction that you get from them, knowing that that's their responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, and I honor you, and I really, really need to spend Thanksgiving by myself this year.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, there's something else they want to give you here, and we're going back to the sheet, first sheet. Seven. I accept that I am the creation of all creation. So I'm the creation of money. I'm the creation of love. I'm creation of health. And I am the creation of me, knowing that I'm God and the creation of me. You've got to create, we've all got to create the knowing that we are creation.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And we have to serve ourselves and trust ourselves in the service of that. See, they also want to remind everybody that it's in the moment of making the decision. When you hold yourself in the limbo of not making the decision, you live in hell. The moment of the decision is your freedom. So it's a true statement, Linda, that you know exactly what you want right now, right?
Right.
Okay. And you want to spend Thanksgiving by yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
So I really want to kind of enjoy the holidays this year.
It's the decision of claiming that for yourself that you keep opening the door and closing the door and opening the door and closing the door.
Yes.
Okay. So once you make that decision, you're going to be free.
Okay.
So what do you want to do? Make the decision right now.
I want a break from the holidays this year.
Okay. So let them know it's not about them, because
right.
That's your fear. They'll think I don't love them by doing this.
Well, what spurred it on is probably, well, it's not that I don't love them. It's like I don't want to set myself up for abusive, snippy, snappy behavior. like, and I and feeling like shit after they leave.
Well, yeah, that's not loving yourself either.
No.
But you can still love them.
Yes.
While you don't do that. And that's the important thing we're being reminded of. You know, it's like Buddha said, if you have to, I guess it was the Dalai Lama, if you have to sue someone, sue them.
In love.
Just don't leave the state of love while you're doing it.
Right.
Okay? So you've made your decision, you've made your choice, and now you must take action.
Yes.
And bless them to however they choose to react to it. That's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is no matter how they react, I still love you.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay, thank you, darling.
Fabulous for all of us,
thank
my
you.
Dear. Thank you. All right, we're going to Anna in New York. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, thank you so much. I just wanted to thank you for brilliant insight. And tell you that I saw Josh Groban yesterday. Died and went
sweetheart.
To heaven. He is just absolute bliss. And his final song was Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Anna and I are doing private sessions monthly. So a lot of this pertains to what happened in our private session last week. That's awesome, Anna. That's just awesome.
Yes, I just
and
wanted
you
to
sound
tell
so happy.
I was blissed out.
Yeah, see, you've got to take better care of yourself and start giving more to yourself, sweet thing.
Yeah, that was just magnificent. So thank you for all your brilliant insight, and thank you for sharing your little tidbit about Josh. And he is hysterically funny.
Oh, he is.
And you know,
the nicest guy.
I watched him receive love from an entire theater full of people who were...
Yeah, wonderful?
Oh, my God. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful to witness.
And you see, you can be that person standing on the stage of life and receiving... Let's do that for... let's all do that. Let's just close our eyes and see ourselves standing on a big stage... And just the whole of humanity loving us, sending us love, applauding, standing up for us, you know, the light of heaven just like spotlight coming down on us, and we're just standing there taking it all in. I deserve it. I love it. I'm allowing myself to feel all this love. Oh, what a great little trip. That's when to repeat, guys, you know? And the more we open up to trusting ourselves, to trust the more the world responds to us. I'm walking it, guys. I am walking it. I absolutely guarantee you that it happens. Much love to you, Anna. Thanks for letting me know, baby.
Let's love
Bye.
Bye.
I love you, too.
Love you.
Miss Cindy in Maine.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
First of all, hugs and kisses and thank you. And you're just amazing, and I appreciate you very, very much.
Oh, thank you.
And I owe you the debt of gratitude, because I really feel like I've done another little shift with your and Jared's help and the channel and the processes. So that's wonderful. But what I have to ask the channel today is... maybe a little contradiction to that, in a way. My knee is really swollen. My left knee is acting up. And when I went to the body book, you know, it's that line about not having a rudder in there that you read a couple weeks ago.
Yes, and a rudder helps you steer your course.
Yeah. So my rudder
and your left side, and your left side... represents your guidance and your female guidance. So if your female guide, if you're not allowing, those are the highest words, if you're not allowing your female guidance to guide you, you are rudderless. And then we go to the legs, and the legs are what carries us forward into our guidance.
Yeah.
Okay. So in other words, Cindy is fighting Cindy toward moving forward about what? There's two things. Going to the cheek. first sheet. Okay. The first one is about being God and being your own creator.
Mm-hmm.
You want to free associate. I'm afraid to be God because.
Okay. So it starts with I'm afraid.
What is it?
Yeah, well, because I think I'm, when I was listening to everyone, thank you very much, and thinking, well, perhaps I think that I haven't done my work yet. I need to get my ducks in a row, which I haven't been doing, and then things will flow.
That's true, but you still need a direction, baby.
Yeah.
You can't say to a realtor, I want a house.
Yes. Right.
Do you understand?
Yes.
And the trick is to be specific, but not so specific that it can't be created even better.
Right.
So where is it that you want to go with your life?
It's so funny you say realty, but I picture a new home and a new office and just really reaching out to more patients with more ease and effortlessness.
Okay.
Love, joy.
Okay.
Really making an impact that way. I'm holding myself back because I haven't gotten this house ready.
Okay, well, don't.
Yeah. Is that all the...
Let it happen at the same time. Let it happen in divine timing.
Right.
And trust that it'll all work out. Because right now you're going, I can't handle another home until I sell this one, until
or
I get this one ready.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell everybody, the people next door to me, I mean, their house was, they hadn't done anything to their house in 30 years. It was a mess. And then they got divorced, and they said, oh, my God, we're going to have to do so much work on it before we can sell it. And, she's one of my clients, and I said, well, if you believe that, but why don't you find a realtor that can sell it as it is? Right now, you don't believe anybody would buy it. Like, do you know in 2 weeks they sold it as is for $30,000 over the asking price? Because somebody came in, it was exactly the neighborhood, the school district, the layout, the land. It was everything, and they had enough money to get it and redo it the way they wanted to. Don't limit the universe, you guys.
It's all about me, but is there a factor with my husband?
Nope.
Okay.
No, you're using your husband to hold you back. He's become the excuse for you not doing your own work.
Oh, uh-oh.
Yeah. It's like, I do you understand? It's like me saying to the doctors, I don't care if you don't believe that I can have a baby. I believe I can have a baby, and I'm going to have this baby.
Oh, thank you for that. That's awesome. Yes.
So I don't need you to believe we can sell this house, honey. I believe we can sell this house. So we're going to sell this house.
We're going to
Don't use any other energy to limit, distract, or water down your creation process, guys. That's your altered ego going, oh, look, I can't do it, which is back to overload and trust.
Okay. Very good.
Yes, ma'am. That's it, they're saying. That's it.
Thank you so much.
Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Well, guys, I went as fast as I could. I'm sorry I didn't get through everybody, but know that your answer absolutely was answered. And, again, they're urging everybody to do this free writing around whatever your question is so that you can see the part of you that's fighting the part of you moving forward easily and effortlessly in this creation. Everybody, go to my website, iamdwallace.com. Check out Bupalopaloo. Look at my wonderful video that we did. And join us for the Christ Consciousness, September 29th. You can sign up also at iamdwallace.com. Till we meet again, love yourselves. love yourselves and love yourselves more, because you know that is what it's all about. I love you. See you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.